Is that a chaynikr where it's come, who's being madlik yet? As the question is, in Eretz Yisrael, when you're madlik b'chutz, let's say you live in a yeshiva, in a dorm, as loads of people have the light, how could everyone get it in a tefach ha-samlich? You live in a dira, how does everyone get it in a tefach ha-samlich? As there's a huge machlokes of Shlomo Zalman or Yashiv what to do. Kol Torah was a huge yeshiva. As Reb Shlomo Zalman paskin that you could go out. Why? Because the din of tefach ha-samuch, number one, he said, is only l'chatchila. And this is a matzah of b'diyevet, l'ashem is mitzvasai. Bo'oid, he says, the reason for tefach ha-samuch is that it should be nikkur. As over here, it's nikkur that there was no place. Someone else's menorah is there. As everyone's going to see, you're really in that Pesach, just as the menorah is there. As therefore what they did in Kol Torah was, they lit out. Everyone went out. In Mir, they were very close to Rabbi Yashiv, as Rabbi Yashiv held, you can't do that. So in the Mir, you're going to see, they don't light out this way, they have these huge stands going all the way out of Shammai. You can only go to Lesser Mount. They have huge stands going all the way up. Why Rabbi Yashiv said the best thing is to go up and everyone should be tefach ha-samuch. He said, you start off, you light on the other side of the mezuzah. If you can't, if that fills up, then you go to the side of the mezuzah, but tefach ha-samuch. Another eight is if you're in the halal, the airspace, it's good, but you have to know if it's big enough for you to walk by. The yeshiva Pesach, like Beis Yeshaya, it's pretty big, but in a dira Pesach, not all the time is that practical. And the last answer of Yashiv said, if your stat is, Avshtatif Bepriti, he will not let you light out. He was very strong about it. As usually in diras, what they do is they line the boxes one on top of another, they drill it into a wall, a very creative yeshiva.
It's better even than Hans Hoffman. You're supposed to do the ten tefachim.
Even better than ten tefachim, than to do not tefachim. Okay. That's the mukkah problems that are very technical problems, what we got to deal with. It. Okay. Second chelek is the zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. As when is the zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? A Gemara. The zman is Mishitishka Chama Adji Tichler Regel Menashuk. What is Tichler Regel Min Hashuk? In those days there was no chashmal, there was no electricity. As like 30 minutes after nighttime, everyone was in the house. As there were like some people that were out selling wood, tamudoi, for the fires at night. When they finished selling the wood, zeh, zot the Rambam in the Rif, that's better, 30 minutes after Tzeitzakuch. That's what it is. Oh. As it could be very simple. The problem is there are many shitas in what the Gemara means. As first, we're going to start off with the overall shayla. What's the pirush of this zman? The Rambam is meduyik that you cannot light before shkia. You're not yoytze if you light before shkia. And you're not yoytze if you light after tichla regel menashe. The lashon Rambam is a malik. Magavishnu says he's medayi get from the Ram, from the Gemara. The Rajba is chaylik in both ways. First of all, the Rajba is on the Rambam, Erev Shabbos. You can't light after Shkia, what are you going to do? And the Demiri, B'makum Shi Efshir, as Chazal made an exception to the Rambam. That's one shayla of the Rajba. The other shayla of the Rajba is that, how could you say that it stops at Tichla Regel Menashuk? The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof says everything that mitzvah b'layla, mitzvah kol alayla. Any mitzvah which is b'layla, you have the whole night. So why should Ner Chanukah be different? As what's the pshat in the Rambam? As the Miri answers the Rambam with the big Yisrael. The Zman is because that's the Zman of Pesumei Nisa. that's when you see people outside. That's when people are going to see it. If it's by the day, no one's going to see it. It's daylight outside. Boy, no one's running around the streets. Everyone's in work. As that's the time of Pesumei Nisa. As that's the reason. As a male, if you do it in his mind where there's no Pesumei Nisa, you are not Yotze the Mitzvah. And it's Meduyik that way in the Rambam, when he brings down the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, he says that Chazal Misakin Mitzvah Laharis Lakolis Anes. It's not like Haggadah where the Mitzvah is Chiras Anes. The Mitzvah is Lafarsim Anes, the Rambam says. Laharis Lakulam, presuming Nisa is Ma'akiv Bidi Eved. And there are two strong rayas in the Rambam, presuming Nisa is Ma'akiv Bidi Eved. Number one, if you light it above the Maila Michafama, you're not Yetza. Anyone that is three flights up in a building should be Boydik if he's the Maila Michafama. Why? Because no one could see it. It's not presuming Nisa. You see, it's Ma'akiv Bidi Eved. Boy, the Gemara says if you light it inside and you realize you're supposed to light it outside, you carry it outside. Haraya Aymer that he needed a light, and that's why he's taking it out. There's no presuming Nisa, and he's not Nisa.
What about the people in apartment buildings across the street?
Because it's not a lot. Because it's a Milo, but it doesn't make it a lot. So that's the. What is the Rashba hold? Because if you look well at the Rashba is not Chayyim that he holds. It's not Tali and Pearson Maness. The Rashba holds there's a little bit of Pursuing Nisa all the time. The Spitz Pursuing Nisa is that time when people are coming home. But there's always Pursuing Nisa. So Chatchila, we do it in this man where the most Pursuing Nisa, but for the Eved, you can do it in it. That's the, because you can't ask on the Rambam, it's also called a Laila, because over here this man is presuming. This Rashba is Mughal La'alocha in the Shulchan Aruch, that you could light the whole night, even after the 30 minutes. Where is this very negeya to a lot of people? People go away for Chanukah. Because where do you light Amatzi Shabbos? You have a big Shaila. Do you light where you are? But L'chayri, you're not sleeping there that night. That's not your kriyas. Is he going to like where you're going to go back? Bachrim and some Avreichim and some parents too go very far on Hanukkah. By the time you're going to get back, it's going to be very late. As if you're lighting in America when you're inside, we're going to learn. If you're lighting inside, then you have close mind, everyone's up at home. But if you're lighting outside, what do you do? As if Shlomo Zalman and Yashim said a Gevaldik Yechidish, Kol's man, you are where you are, that's your kriyas. As a Matzi Shabbos, you're kavu in that place, as you could be modeling there. Afterwards, you're going back home, you're making the kriyas afterwards. But Bizman Adloka, that was your kriyas, as you light there. That was a Yashim of Shlomo Zalman. The Shevet HaLevi said, wait till you go home. Because we always have the Rashba, and you can rely on Mishas and Chak that you could light later on, even when you're lighting outside.
Nowadays, even if you the Rambam, isn't there always Pesumei Nisa? In the second half an hour, Pesumei Nisa, and everyone
he says, Lo Yadlik, you're not Yotze B'chlal. That's what they
must do. Because there's no Pesumei Nisa, now there is.
Oh, that we'll see later on, if nowadays it changed. That we'll see later on. Okay, that's the that's where it's negated to Matzi Shabbos. Very okay. Okay, so that's the Zman, understanding the Zman. The Zman of Pesumei Nisa. Now let's go in. Okay, the Zman is Mishatishka Cham. Sounds simple. But you'll notice there are people that are Madlik at three different times. Between me and you, you'll be noticed there are people that are Madlik at 10 different times. Because not everyone's Madlik to do it at the right time. So what is the right time? As the Shaila is, when the Gemara says, Mishatishka Chama, what does it mean? The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah Paskins, say it's Hakocha. Svardim, Chassidim, do like the Shulchan Aruch, they do it, say it's Hakocha. Now, just this is a parenthesis. Some people, it's say it's Hakocha as they run to Mariv and then they light. It's not so poshut. Because you're going to lose the, according to Rambam, the 30 minutes that you're supposed to light it in. I told you, Shemi, Tugger, as if Shemi Zalmer, Chaim Kanievsky, the Shemi Ramevi, many places can say, Tugger, Shemi, Tugger, Koydim is when the mitzvah is Lefanecha. But let's say the whole year, you never daven Mariv at Seitzak Kochavim exactly. A lot of these Kiddush Avachim, they daven Mariv, oh, Givaldik. All of a sudden comes Chanukah, without davening free. No, there's no Tadr, Shehenu Tadr, there's no din in there Chanukah, Mariv has to be first. If anyway you're davening, then Tadr, Shehenu Tadr, Tadr, Kaidit, and there's a mind of lighting you in front. As one more time, do you desire? Just for Ma'ayr, you don't have to feel guilty if you don't. Okay, Yeshin, oh. Okay, that's the sheet that says I could find. The other shita, the Mishnah Brewer brings down, Bishatishka Chama means Tchiles Hashkiyah. However, in this, there are two Zmanim of Tchiles Hashkiyah. The shita is Rabbi Natan, there are two Shkiyahs, as then Shkiyah is much later than when the sun sets. And that's what the Mishnah Brewer brings down. He doesn't bring the other shita. However, Mini Yushalayim, which was linked by Talmidei Agra, is Shitas Agra B'das the Rambam. Tchila Shkia is what we call Shkia B'zman HaZeh, when the sun sets. That's what we do on Shabbos. Everyone knows Shkia, you can't do Malacha. Why? Because we're Choshish for Shitas HaRambam. The Shalash Shetubis Marim Shik brings, it's a Shitas of Haigoyin of Sadia Goyin, many Goyin like the Rambam. Shkia is when the sun sets. As therefore, the Maril Diskin and the Talmidei Agra that were in Yerushalayim and they lit outside, the meaning was to do Mishkia Sachama Pals the Rambam. They say if you want to know when Shkia was, you could look when the Briskerov lived in front of his house every day, and you could be Muhammad, you watched exactly when Shkia was. At the clock, he was there. Shkia time, he lit. Zero. Nothing, every day, nothing happened that changed. Same time of the day. Okay. As those are the two shifas we show you, Tchila Shkia or Sri Shkia. Chazemish and Moshe said a pshara. As we already have a whole bunch of shitas, we suggested let's try to be yotzei all the shitas and do it a little bit after shkia, and not yet say zakochot. That you get a yotzei more shitas. It's a gevaldik of a tent. Mishiyesh lo meaning hazeh yafe. Lamaisa it's a chiddush lo yuskur ba poiskim ha'chaymin. Either most shitas go with the oy shkia. And then it's Yisrael, I say it's Akochav. Okay, that's the Trilas. On Erev Shabbos, Reb Shlomo ben Zalman was Medayik or Rajba, you should do it 30 minutes within this month. You don't have to mamish do it a second before. Even if you're a yeshiva bach, you don't have to do it a second before Shkia. It doesn't have a din of a shower. You can right before Shkia. You can do it up to 30 minutes before, and that's called some. Some in Yerushalayim with a Makbid 40, they do it before 40, because it's supposed to be Ner Chalik before Ner Shabbos. Okay. There's some people that are Mamish Makbid very close. But the Api Alocha, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, some of the Rajba means within 30 minutes. It's 25 minutes, you're good. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch rather doesn't even bring the Rashba. He just says, from plugging on, you can light. You just have to be careful to put in enough shemen that it should burn 30 minutes after it says that. Okay. As that's Tfila Zmanai. Soy Zmanai is Achetich Lo Regel Min Hashem. As the Brisker Rav declared that in the times of the Gemara, the Tich Lo Regel Min Hashem ended earlier because there was no electricity. But Bizman Azeh, the shuk goes on, especially if you live in Beis Yisrael. The shuk goes on till 12:30, 1. Yeah. As does it change the Zman of Tichlo Regel Min HaShuk? As the Kuntris from the as the Kujas from the, first of all, there's a Ritva, Sadar of Ritva says that the Zman is Tichlo Regal Menashe. And it's totally become Makom on its Tichlo Regal Menashe. Ritva is one printed in the Brisker Rav's time. Number one, you see, the Sadna that way is maybe Chazal made a loy plug. Whatever the Tichlo Regal of the Shuk was then, they made a loy plug, it's always that Zman. As the Kujas on Chanukah was written by Rav Turchin. He was one of the G'dayli Talmidei, the Brisker Rav. Huge guy, huge Talmid Chacham, Chol Rechvei HaTorah said he heard from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav was Medayik, the Rambam. That Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk changes. Why? Because the Rambam says Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk is 30 minutes or a little bit more. Frank the Brisker Rav, what's or a little bit more? He says what he means is in places, some places it's a little bit more. As you have to look at the place, it's either 30 minutes or in some places it's a little bit more. That's the way he brings the Dibris Moshe, makes the same deal from the Rambam. That is totally each place. Rav David says, you know, the Veld doesn't know how to say open the Brisker Rav. Ich hab gehelt from the Tata Andesh. He was medayik from the Rambam Fakelt. Why? Because why is the Rambam saying 30 minutes? The Rambam should say, Gezuch in the Shuk. Why is he giving his man Luchlam? So the Brisker Rav, weiss the Chais, it's Loim Flom. Now, who are you saying, Racham? So the Mai said, the Brisker Rav, Mustama had Stodim Lakan, Mustodim Lakan. Just the, but the Maisa, the David's Diyag is a much more shvacher Diyag. Mehelim, Kvoit Gotcher, whatever. The Maisa, the Rambam, how are you supposed to know what Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk is? I know what happened in this, the Talmudoy, I can, as the Rambam says, but there of call, it's 30 minutes after. So don't hear the deep flow. And if the Ram held it's a light plug, he should have said it. What's oh yes, sir? If it's a light plug, you don't do a low plug with a little bit more and you don't say how much. Zichel, the other deep is much more convincing. Okay.
How come it's a little bit less, a little bit more?
What?
If you the Ram, if you're the deepest, it should be a little bit less, a little bit more.
Yeah. No, because usually it doesn't get less. So that's the assumption. Okay, fine. Lemaisa, what are the nafkaminas? Oh, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Liashiv both paskin. That l'choyer, the nafkamina would be is how much shemen you have to put in. Because the halach is you have to put shemen ad shetich l'regel min ashok. Is how much shemen do you have to put in? As Bizman has said, they sell them the menorah, and now you know. You go in, you see they have these huge cups, these huge menorah Jewish kaisas. They're brisker kaisas. Why? Because the brisker Rav used huge kaisas because he held Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk is the latest. When was the brisker Rav Matni tonight? As the brisker Rav's house was right across from the movie theater. I don't know which movie theater would open up near the brisker Rav, but as he found out when the last movie was over, and he lit until the last movie was over. As the Olam says, the Brisker Rav hold you mechuyev to have those huge kaisis, as the Briskers are very makbid, which those huge menayers with those huge kaisis. If you live in Beis Yisrael, it's much later than the latest movie, for sure. Zagrib Shlai Mezalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and Kachiz La Locha, Naktina. That la locha tichlo regel min ashuk doesn't change, and there are many rayas. Like when you light inside, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the shear is 30 minutes. Right, 30 minutes is nothing when you're lighting inside. You see, there's a light plug. Avada, the shear is 30 minutes. Abba, they all say that which it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if the 30 minutes you could blow out your Ner Chanukah. That Bizman HaZeh, that the Regel Min Ashuk is later, is a Hidr Mitzvah to leave it burn for longer. As that which the Brisker Rav had huge cups was because he wanted to do a Hidr Mitzvah of having it longer. And it's a Gevaldige Hidr, because every second it's burning, you get another Mitzvah. as instead of having a 30-minute Ner Chanukah, you could have an hour and a half mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, as it's a gemal. It's not just the hiddur, it's a nicer esrig. The hiddur is you're extending, you're being lekind the mitzvah for much longer. This is very exciting for us. We had such a extending our mitzvahs, gevaldik. As that's why people are trying to get those big kaises, because you're extending your mitzvah much, much longer. And also, when you're coming home on Matzi Shabbos, the Shevar Levi is mitztarif, the brisker of, to be maple to light later on. Okay. As that's the tichler, extended tichler regel min hashuk. But for the hider mitzvah, that's what we're relying on, not la locha, that you need to put shemen until the extended tichler regel min hashuk. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says if you come home very late and everyone's sleeping, even in the streets, even in Beis Yisrael, it hits such a time, as you should wake up your Bnei Bayis and be madlik for Pirsa Van Ness. One of the big Bali Musars in America asked the Shaila on the Mishnah Berurah, Ben Olam L'Rav Eiroi! How could you wake up someone that you should be Makayim, your mitzvahs near Chanukah? And L'chayri, what the Mishnah Berurah, he's very makbid on Bein Olam L'chaver. L'chayri, he would say, your Bnei Beisa, your children, your wife would be very happy that you should be wake them up to be Makayim mitzvahs near Chanukah. L'chayri. Ish lot, what the Mishnah is. Das is the... Aye, my nafkamina, it depends which roommate you're waking up. Okay. Das is the, what he says, if you get stuck, you go away and you come back late. Das is the last nekuda, this we gotta finish. That, the brisker rob, why was he makbid every day in Tchila Shkia to be there? Why? Because the Rambam has a Gabaldi Gechidish. The Torah says you have from Shkia until 30 minutes afterwards to light. As long as you get the Hadlaka anywhere in there, good. The Rambam says you must light at Tchila Shkia. If you miss Tchila Shkia, be the event you can light afterwards. The Rambam is Meduyik, Tchila Shkia is the Zman. And the Amnezer, the Maimon Mordechai, Amadayik, this Rambam, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the Hesper? Zot the Amnezer, the Brisker Rav, because every rega is burning, you're getting another mitzvah. It's not like we think, it's just that luck is the mitzvah. Every rega is burning, you're piercing on this. As there's an Indian to do it as early as possible, because then it's burning for longer. You get much longer of a Kiyum mitzvah. Because over here, the Gedder, the Takana was, do it in the beginning of the Zman. And the Fila Rambam, the Zman ends. As you want, yeah, as long as you get it, only in that Zman, you get the Mitzvah. Because that's why there is an Indian, if you hold to do it to Shkia, to do it in the beginning right away. If you hold to do it at Seis, do it in the beginning of Seis. Everyone in America, their father doesn't late. Because Taisus says, when you're lighting in the house, you don't have to be makbid. If you have a good reason, and being that people in America work, they feel guilt is a good reason. They're working, so they wait till they finish to come home from work. Zad Bimiri, the Bali Toises actually said this Chiddush because they stayed in the Beis Medrash in Chanukah until Seis HaKuchav. And they did not leave in the middle of Second Seder. Why? Because they light inside. As what are you leaving the Beis Medrash for? That was their guilt. That was their, they didn't leave. As Moshe Feinstein used to bring this Miri every year in MTJ, it didn't work. He spoke to someone, a Bachur who was there at the time, he said it didn't help. He used to put it up and everyone used to go home. Anyway, Avinu Shvi, you see how Bali Taisim became Bali Taisis. It's not as if we are lighting outside, everyone leaves. But the kunz is, come back afterwards.